A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with football this morning. Banyana Banyana had to come from behind to share the spoils with Tanzania at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations last night to end the 90 minutes 1-1. Antwerp star striker Opa Clement took advantage of South Africa's vulnerability in the 18 area to score a clever opening goal in the first half for her side. Banyana had bounced back to equalise in the 70th minute thanks to Bambanani Mbane. The green and gold side now share the lead with Mali on 4 points in Group C, while Ghana and Tanzania head into the final round with a point each. And then world champions Spain have won Group B at the Women's Euros after beating Italy 3-1 in Switzerland. And despite the defeat, Italy have also progressed to the knockout stages. And then in some cricket, Rassie van der Dussen will captain the Proteas, while regular captain Aidan Markram and several other high-profile players are rested for their tri-series clash against host Zimbabwe on Monday. Young batter Luandre Pretorius could make his T20 debut for South Africa after impressing in the recent test series against Zimbabwe. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, world number one Yannick Sinner says the fact he's made the Wimbledon final shows he's not hung up on his French Open defeat to Carlos Alcaraz. Now, the pair meet on centre court tomorrow in a rematch of last month's epic final at Roland Garros. Sinner insists Alcaraz doesn't have the mental edge.
I think if it would be a lot in my head, I would not be in the situation to play a final again, I guess. So I'm very happy, you know, to share once again, you know, the court with Carlos. It's going to be difficult. I know that.
South Africa's Kgothatso Motjane is out of the Wimbledon after she was knocked out in the semi-finals in the wheelchair singles tournament. She was beaten 6-3, 7-5 by fourth-seeded Ziying Wang from China. Right, that's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.